Welcome to episode 8 of the Real Reflections Pod. I'm Daniel, along here with Gavin. Again, like the last few weeks, no real updates for everyone. Just the main thing is to go follow our Instagram page, real_reflections_pod. Again, that's on Instagram, real_reflections_pod. We're going to kick things off by what we've been watching this week a little bit. I'll start. I finished the Monsterverse.
How was that?
Godzilla and King Kong movies, they're awesome.
Really?
They're so good. They're like monster versions of Fast and Furious, but like better.
So they're just like not good movies, they're just
fun
to watch?
They're better than Fast and Furious. Legitimately better.
Interesting.
Except Godzilla, King of the Monsters, the movie sucks.
Okay.
Genuinely awful.
I never really got into those MonsterVerse movies.
Yeah, I didn't think I would either, and then I was like, Godzilla X Kong kind of looks gas.
It looks interesting.
So I was like, I'm going to go watch that. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed them for the most part. Three of the four movies, I'd probably recommend seeing them since they're all on Max right now. But then I also watched The Revenant.
Oh, Sunday. Yeah. How was that? I want to watch that.
It was a movie. I was not a fan.
So it was like kind of boring.
It was. It was really long. It was very interesting, though, because a lot of the shots, especially at the beginning, were like long takes. So, like, the camera would just, like, move in and out of what was going on. There would be, like, no cuts or anything, which I
That's
found
cool.
interesting. But it was weird because it kind of, like, gave up halfway through the movie. It, like,
they got bored of doing
just,
that.
Like, stopped doing that.
They got tired.
I was just like, that was kind of weird. And it was, like, not really what I expected either. It was, like, a Native American versus cowboy kind of thing.
Oh, what? I thought it was, like, knights.
What?
I thought that movie was about knights. I'm not, like...
How'd you get that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I thought it was like,
I knew it was about a guy like in survival and stuff, but I didn't know it was going to be like Native Americans versus cowboys, that kind of thing.
I thought it was like medieval.
No.
Yeah,
it's like a Civil War time period.
I think I'm thinking of something else.
Probably.
Probably.
But yeah, but I was watching it and I was like, really? This is the movie that got Leo his Oscar? And I was like,
that got Leo an Oscar?
Yeah. His first Oscar.
His first, yeah. Interesting.
And I was like, really? That? Oh, yeah, I don't know. It was fine, and then we'll talk about this a little later, but I'm trying to catch up on Invincible Season 2. And
there's only one episode, isn't there?
Of Part 2. Season 2 of Part 2.
It's like 2022 or something like that?
I don't know.
It's Adam Eve's, like, backstory?
Oh, no, I watched that. That came out over, like, the summer.
Maybe I didn't watch the right thing.
Well, I was going to say, what were you watching?
I don't know. Did they go to... Space yet?
Yeah.
That was like the last thing I saw.
Yeah, with like the Martian things?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we watched the same episode.
Alright. Kind of forget it.
No, Adam Eve did have a special episode.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like all in all, though, I had a good weekend watching movies. I think I watched... Oh, I also watched Michael Keaton's Batman movie, 1989.
Oh, yeah?
The more I watched it, the less I liked it.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Is that that's not the one with Jim Carrey as the Riddler, is it?
No.
No.
I think that's George Clooney.
That is George Clooney.
I was going to say, like, it's just a very campy superhero movie, which isn't, like, today's genre of superheroes. And I was like, eh. There are also, like, four scenes, like, four parts with Batman in it throughout the two-hour movie.
Ugh.
Like, I don't think Batman was on screen for 15 minutes.
That's just not a good movie.
Yeah, and I was like...
How do you make a Batman movie and not have Batman, basically?
That's what I was saying. Like, there was, like, the opening scene, and then, like, something else, and then something else again, and then, like, the final thing. And I was like, this is weird. It was, yeah. I think Michael Keaton looked good as Bruce Wayne. I thought that, you know, he was rocking the mullet. But, I mean...
Oh, yeah, he does.
I don't know. I guess I kind of had, like, a 50-50.
Okay.
Well, actually, probably not even.
Dang.
Because I really only gave one of those movies out of the four I watched this weekend a good score. And that
this
was Godzilla vs. Kong, which was awesome. It was so good.
Interesting.
It was just like, they had like an ancestral instinct to beat each other up. I kid you not, that's the plot of the movie, and it's awesome.
That would be kind of fun to watch.
You're just like, heck yeah, movies. They're so good.
I only watched two movies.
What'd you watch? Let's hear them.
I watched two horror movies.
Oh, no!
What the heck?
Got scared there for a second.
I watched, I watched The Mist.
Okay.
And that came out, like, 20 years ago, so I'm not going to really worry about spoilers for that.
Oh, no.
But, dude, that movie is wild.
I thought you were seeing Ghostbusters this weekend.
I did not, because it tanked. And I'm like, I don't feel like going to see this. It's literally worse than Ghostbusters 2. Ghostbusters 2 blows.
I've only seen one Ghostbusters movie.
Is it the first one?
No.
You need to watch the first one. The first one's gas.
It was the one that came out like 2 years ago.
That one's, I didn't get through that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was
that
like was fine.
Boring. Yeah.
I was just like, you know, I was like in a theater, so I wasn't going to stop it.
Well, yeah, but the very first Ghostbusters, like original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
That movie's awesome. Second okay. one stinks. The one with the chicks didn't even watch. The last one didn't even watch. And this one, the newest one, I'm like...
You just were like, no, I'm not seeing
got
that.
Got like a 47 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
It tanked.
Yep. Godzilla X Kong, though, that comes out this coming weekend. 100%, for sure.
We're going to see that?
I mean, sure. I don't really know. I don't know when I'm going to have time this weekend, but yeah.
All right.
We're watching Lord of the Rings this weekend. Let's go.
Oh, we are. We doing a special on Monday?
Sure. We can see what we can do with Lord of the Rings. We can cook something up.
Anyway.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah. The Mist is...
The Mist.
I highly recommend it.
Highly recommend from The Mist.
It is so... I mean, okay. If you're not a big horror fan...
Sure.
Maybe
I can dabble. I can dabble.
It's not like supernatural. But
okay.
It's like monsters and stuff and...
Okay.
But there are some, like, gruesome scenes.
Like, how gruesome we talking here?
All right, spoilers a little bit here.
Okay.
If you're going to watch it.
All right.
But there's big bugs, basically, like Helldivers type stuff.
Okay.
And these spiders, they, wrap you up in a web and they lay their eggs inside of you. Dude.
So like there's an episode of Clone Wars, Star Wars the Clone Wars about that.
Oh, it's like awful.
Yeah, dude, it creeped me out when I was a kid.
Dude, they like it, like the
so
guys
it's like Alien also. I'm pretty sure that happens in Alien.
I think so. Yeah, it is kind of like Alien.
I did not like Alien. I thought the movie was really boring.
I've only seen bits and pieces and I just never got really into it.
Yeah.
But there he's like still alive and he's like oh it hurts. It's like oh they're like I feel them. And they're like, dude,
feels the eggs.
He's like, dude, what are you talking about? And all of a sudden, his like chest starts like billowing, and it like,
oh, that's cool.
Like it just breaks open, and all these spiders crawl out of him. Dude, it is awful.
Okay,
dude, it was actually like I almost looked away. It was
dang.
It was disgusting.
That sounds like a time.
But it was the end of that movie. I kid you not, I almost cried.
Wow.
It like
an emotional cry or like
no, like it's.
Just like, oh, I'm so horrified, I'm gonna cry.
No, like, it's so sad.
Oh, so like an emotional.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really sad.
Huh.
I was sitting, I had like my hands on my head and I was like, oh. I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Julie's next to me like, that wasn't that good of a movie. I was like, oh, did you watch what I watched?
Yeah. Well.
I think she did fall asleep for part of it.
That's fair. That's
which is fair.
Fair.
Which, if I fell asleep for part of it, I'd be like,
I probably wouldn't like a movie either.
Yeah. I'd be like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah. I don't know. What else? You said you watched two horror movies.
Oh, I saw Immaculate with
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
I've heard mixed things about that so far.
Not as good as The Mist.
Okay.
Like, it's nowhere near.
Is it even worth watching?
If you like horror, yeah. The premise is whack.
Oh, you actually were telling me about this. How she like
they're like trying
somehow
to
gets pregnant.
Well, yeah, they're like trying to clone Jesus.
How?
Okay, so they find a nail that was apparently used to crucify Jesus
for sure,
and it had like bone fragments and like pieces of like dried blood on it and stuff.
Yeah.
So this like abbey where all these nuns are,
okay,
are basically experiments to try and
what?
Grow Jesus and like save the planet.
Okay.
And they think it's their that's why they're on Earth, is to try and like bring Jesus back.
But like they're not failed clones.
No. I mean there are failed like babies. They're just like chilling in like vats.
Oh.
It's weird.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, it's bad. Dude, the end
that
of that
sounds...
movie is like, oh,
that does
crap.
Not sound good at all.
I mean, she's like, oh, this is not what God wants. She just basically just goes ape on everybody. and just
Yeah.
starts killing everyone.
Okay.
The end of that
That's
movie's
what the heck?
insane. Do you want me to tell you the end of the movie?
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna watch
Okay,
it.
spoilers for Immaculate.
Immaculate.
So
Which we kind of
she.
already spoiled it, but who
Oh,
cares?
I just said the premise. I didn't really.
They clone Jesus.
Pretty. Well, they
They
don't.
try to.
So she just like randomly gets pregnant, and they're like,
Naturally.
"Did you break your vow of chastity?" And she's like, "No, I didn't." They're like, "Have you been with a guy before you came to the Abbey?" And she was like, "No, I have, like,
Yeah.
no."
Naturally. Naturally.
And they're like, "Okay." And then they're like, "Well, why is she pregnant?" And then they finally reveal like how she got it. They basically like took her DNA and like, I don't really know how they got it in there, to
This
be
doesn't make any
honest.
sense.
It's weird.
Okay.
But anyway, the end of the movie, she there's like catacombs underneath the abbey, and
Okay.
she's like being chased by the one, I don't know what they're called. He's a guy. It's a guy. I don't know what they're called. I forget what he was called. Father. I don't know. Priest.
Priest.
I guess he was a priest.
Okay.
And he's like being chased by him,
A
and
male nun.
pretty much.
Yeah.
And she like finds an exit, but then like he like gets to her right before, and he's like he like takes a scalpel to her and like tries to basically give her a C-section, but then
What the heck? Oh
she has the
my.
nail and just freaking slits his throat with the nail, and it just bleeds all over her. So she like throws him off, and then she like gets outside, proceeds to give birth. You don't really see it, but like she's like standing there like, ah! She's just like, it's just like,
This isn't making any
it's a long
sense.
shot of her just like screaming in pain, basically. And then you just hear like a splat.
And it's just clone Jesus?
Well, it's like, it doesn't, it's like not breathing right. It's like,
Sh
I'm like,
okay.
yo, what is going on? She then goes over, picks up a rock, and bashes the baby with it. And the movie ends.
That's
It
insane.
was
Wow, it's
insane.
only an hour and a half
Yeah,
long.
it's not long.
Oh, 70% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I would give
And
it like a, I'll give it like a 60.
58 for the audience score.
Okay, so yeah, that's
Yeah.
pretty much what I said.
Yeah, I was gonna say this
It's
movie.
wild.
Yeah. Sydney Sweeney was like a producer on this because she auditioned for it originally and then it got like canceled or something. And like
It's
that's the story behind it. And
there's some
she like really wanted to get this made because she was like, oh my word, I love this script. And apparently the script did not work out too well for her.
it's a wild movie.
It sounds insane.
So is The Mist. The Mist is insane.
Miss sounds better though.
Oh, and The Mist is great. Literally, that's like an 85 or 90 movie.
Dang, all
It's
right.
so good.
Watch The Mist, not Immaculate.
I also like horror movies.
There you go.
So
But what would
Out of
you?
the two of us, I'm more of the
Yeah,
horror guy.
for sure, for sure. But Invincible Season 2, Part 2. We both watched the first episode of Part 2, right?
I think so.
Did
I
you watch
mean,
any more of it? And the I was going to last
let me
night,
look. I
and
can look at
then.
it. I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, I was going to last night, and then I was like, yeah, it's too late. Whatever, I'm not gonna watch this. But there was like no hype around this part two because for some reason they had like a 4 month break between four episodes,
Yeah, I didn't get that.
which made no sense. Like, did they just not have it done?
I honestly have no
I'm
clue.
so confused. Like, it's an animated show that waited 2 years for a season two.
Yeah.
And then 4 months between parts. And it's a good show. I've talked about how much I like it on here before. And I think animation's a great medium. But it's rough having this. It's like hard to like, not, it's not hard to get through, but it's hard to like get excited, be like, oh, I'm gonna watch Invincible after you haven't had it for to 4 months after you watched four episodes, you know?
Okay, I watched episode 5. I did not watch episode 6.
Okay, yeah. So we're on the same boat.
Okay, we are on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really remember it that
Yeah, I
much,
was like, I
though.
needed a recap, and they gave
Yeah.
it to me, and I was like, thank goodness, because I was not about to watch four episodes again.
No.
But, I
Did
mean.
you watch any of X-Men 97?
Oh my word, so
I
good.
watched the first episode.
The first episode's
It's
so good.
so good.
Cyclops is cracked. Oh my
Dude, I
word.
was sitting there, I was like, whoa.
No, it's so good.
It was like
I think
mad nostalgic
I
th- too.
yeah, I think I'm not gonna watch it like Wednesdays or through the week. I'm just gonna like depending on my work schedule, I'm just gonna watch it on Saturday mornings.
That is just a big bowl of cereal.
Yeah, and I'm like that sounds like the single best idea. But no, I really, really like it. It's a lot of good. Cyclops is actually a character.
Yeah,
And he's so cool with his concussive beams because not heat, they're
No,
concussive.
yeah, they are.
And he like him moving around, like the storage unit or whatever when they kidnap the kid. Not the
Yes.
X-Men, the dude, the
No,
bad
yeah,
guys.
I know what you're talking about.
And I'm like, I got goosebumps watching it. I was like, this guy was like
It was so cool.
trash in the
Everything else.
yeah, and everything else.
Yeah,
And you're just like, this guy
he's
rules.
like one of the best
Yeah,
characters.
and I was a little disappointed because Wolverine was but more of a side character. Like
Yeah,
Wolverine's
I mean,
cool,
yeah.
but if we've had lots of Wolverine.
Dude, Storm is freaking cracked.
Storm, the entrance when they're fighting the last
Yeah,
Sentinel, so good.
and it's like oh, like what were they saying? They're like huge threat detected or something like that.
Yeah, and
And
it's
all of a
just
sudden it's just like
Storm. Yeah,
ksh! I
and
was like, oh, that was dope.
no, Storm was so cool. I really like what they did with a lot of the
Dope
characters.
is like, dope. Yep. Storm is like OP.
Yeah, I wanna. I don't know what Rogue's powers are specifically. I thought her powers were just taking other people's powers.
That's what I thought too.
Well, now I want to look it up because she was like flying.
Yeah,
I'm
that
like,
confused me. I didn't know she could fly.
yeah, okay. Marvel.com requires Rogue's mutant ability requires skin-to-skin contact to absorb memories, powers, personality traits, physical talents, and strength. So, but it all requires skin-to-skin contact, so I don't know where she was just flying out of.
Yeah, I don't
I was
know.
very confused by that. That was the one thing I was like, what the heck is going on here? Because she's like a pretty big part of X-Men, the first movie from
Yeah.
2000 and like two,
Something like
2000,
that.
something like that, directed by Bryan Singer, I think. Yeah, and she was a big part of that, and that's mainly where I know her from. But like, she was just like out
That's
there flying, and I was like,
me
what the
too.
heck is going on? That didn't make any sense. But it was
It was so good.
awesome. No, highly, highly recommend X-Men
It
97.
totally brought me back to like
The X-Men.
Saturday mornings and like, 'cause I used to watch like a Spider-Man show that would come
Yeah.
on and it was like that style. There's also a Transformers show that I would used to
Speaking
watch.
of that kind of probably style Spider-Man, this
Yeah.
show's had so much success that they're talking about doing like a revamped 90s cartoons
Oh
for
my
Disney. And
gosh.
that'd be so cool. Like
That would be
Spider-Man, yeah,
awesome.
just get a like Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, even though they have a movie coming out next year. It
Honestly,
would
I'm not that hype about that movie.
I am. I think it'll be good.
The last one,
Fanforstic was
yeah, dude,
trash. That
that was
movie was
terrible.
really, really, really bad.
It was, ugh.
Don't watch
Just keeps
Fanforstic.
my hopes
Yeah.
not
I think
high.
no, I think the new Fantastic Four movie is gonna be good. But
You say
also,
so.
yeah, but also with more TV news, I guess, pretty much. The Penguin trailer finally came
That
out.
looks amazing.
Coming out later this year in the fall, I think. Batman content, pretty much, but without Batman.
That's fine.
I don't think Batman's gonna be in it at all.
That's okay.
And
Anything
it seems
Batman
to be.
related, I'm there.
Yeah, I had. Now, this is called The Penguin, right? Like, the 2022 movie was called The Batman. I just
Yeah.
think it'd be really cool to have everything in this universe start with the. Just like The Batman,
The
The
Riddler.
Penguin, The
The yeah.
Riddler, The
The
Teen
Scarecrow.
Titans.
The Teen Titans.
Just like, instead of like just Teen Titans, you could just be like The Teen
That would
Titans.
be kind of funny.
And then
The universe.
Green Arrow. I think
I wish they would redo Green Arrow.
The Harley Quinn, I feel like that would
That would be
cook.
sick. That'd be
Bring
kind of
in
cool.
recast Margot Robbie for the DCU and bring her into the DC Elseworlds. That would be awesome.
That would be dope.
James Gunn, hire me.
If
I'll go
James
right.
Gunn, if you're listening.
James Gunn, hire me. All right, I'll cook for you real quick.
I feel like you would be a good writer.
Thank you, thank you. I do write in my spare time pretty much.
This
Just
is
like
true.
so.
But like
I
with
am a journalism major.
this is also true, but like
So Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you. The day Disney hires me to rewrite The Rise of Skywalker is the day we all won.
Totally.
Because, yes, The Last Jedi was trash, but The Rise of Skywalker could have been so much better.
I'm just not a fan of the sequels.
Force Awakens rules. I'll stand on it. I don't care.
I have to rewatch them, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
I watched the prequels in the original trilogy, like, pretty recently.
OT's gas.
OT. Oh, yeah.
Old Testament, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah
I
no,
got you.
The original trilogy. All right.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Overtime?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No, but the Penguin looks good. It was, you know, that dark setting. We have someone rising to power who he was always just kind of in power.
Is this like his, like, backstory, basically? Like, how Penguin became Penguin?
No, I think, because we saw, it's after the Batman.
Oh, it's after the Batman.
So it's, like, in the vacuum of power that Carmine Falcone leaves when he dies.
Yeah.
The
okay.
guy who the Riddler shoots at the
yes.
end. Yeah. Spoilers for the Batman.
Okay, if you haven't seen that.
If you haven't seen the Batman, what are you doing with your life? It's one of the best superhero movies ever made.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I completely agree.
Genuinely. But, yeah, superhero shows seem to be mildly back. I don't know.
So here for it.
What else Marvel has? I don't know if Marvel has anything else coming out this year for TV shows. Because we have X-Men. I don't think there's anything else, which is a good thing. Thank
I can't think
goodness,
off the top of my
because their
head.
Shows have been trash recently, except for Loki.
Loki was good.
Loki was
not Loki.
Good.
Echo was all right.
Oh yeah. I forgot we watched Echo like not that long ago.
Echo wasn't bad.
Echo was all right. Daredevil's coming out soon, I think. On top of a ton of rewrites or something like that.
See how that goes.
Yeah, Marvel's had like a 50-50 thing with their TV shows. She-Hulk, trash.
Oh, She-Hulk was awful.
Secret Invasion was probably worse.
I didn't even try to watch that.
Secret Invasion was really, really bad.
I watched the trailer, I was like, this
no,
looks
that
stupid.
First, like, that COVID year of Marvel, of MCU shows, was good. Like, WandaVision was
Winter
good.
Soldier.
Captain America, or Falcon and the Winter Soldier, it had its moments.
Yeah, it was...
It was fine.
It wasn't,
it was
like,
probably,
phenomenal.
Like, the worst one they did at
that
time
year.
Period.
Yeah, I would agree.
They had, like, Moon Knight. I like Moon Knight.
Moon Knight was good.
It's pretty diversive.
Moon Knight was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Hawkeye. I enjoyed Hawkeye.
I liked Hawkeye.
Quite a bit.
I liked Hawkeye.
Hawkeye was good. Yeah. It seems like superhero shows are back because they're actually making, like, genuinely good content and taking their time with it. That's all we ask. Because if stuff gets delayed or pushed back or canceled, they're like, hey, look, we didn't think it would be good. I'm cool with that. You know,
yeah,
like, if you don't think it'll be good, push it back, cancel it, rewrite stuff. I'm okay with that, honestly.
But if you're pushing it back because you don't know what the heck you're doing, just
that's
stop.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
You should figure
it
out.
Just cancel it.
Except, unless, like, well, like, there's been a lot of stuff. Like, they shifted back and forth for Daredevil, and I really want Daredevil to come out. Even
the,
though
the
Netflix show, a hot take here, in my
boring.
Opinion. Yeah.
It's basically a law show.
I'd be cool with that, though. I never made it past season one. It's boring. It's hard to get through.
It really is. The first season's honestly probably the best one.
And if I was 13 when it came out, I would for sure just be like, this show's awesome. But it's not.
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of it.
Yeah. But apparently it's canon to the MCU now, so that's cool, I guess. However,
that I did not know.
Yeah. Superhero shows seem to be back. So that's a good thing. However, we do have a big ticket item today with our very first bracket to do here. We have our top 16, or like roughly top 16. And I kind of just made this list this morning in my bed. But we have our top, we have 16 movie snacks, or foods, I guess. Or drinks, because we have a slushie on here. I like those icies. So yeah, we're going through that in honor of March Madness this past weekend and the round of 62 and 30, or 64 and 32. We're doing our own bracket, but with movie snacks. We have popcorn, cheeseburgers. This is just versus, I guess, not like it's actual seating. Popcorn, cheeseburgers, pretzel bites, hot dogs, Reese's peanut butter cups, Oreos, trolleys or trolleys, however you want to call them. Nachos, Sour Patch Kids, Twizzlers, Haribo gummy worms. I guess gummy bears, actually.
I was about to say, trolleys and gummy worms are like the same exact thing, only trolleys are shorter.
Trolleys are also like sour. They have
That's
like the
true.
things on. They have the sugar.
Yeah, that's true.
Haribo gummy bears is what I meant to type. I don't know why I typed worms. Slushies, Skittles, Mike and Ike's, Sour Punch straws, and Milk Duds. We're just gonna go top to bottom.
Okay.
I think that
Yeah,
works.
that works. That's fine.
Now, I did get a question on our Instagram post today. I think like popcorn versus cheeseburgers. It's popcorn, right?
I don't know who. I have never eaten a cheeseburger in a
So,
theater in my life.
I do. I have a story about this.
Where, when, and how?
I think the third time I went and saw Spider-Verse, the new one, Across the Spider-Verse,
The third time.
it was like it might have been the no, it definitely was the third time.
Just like wrap it in thin foil and stuff it in your pocket.
Kind of, right? So, we have a McDonald's right by the Regal we go to. So, a friend and I went and got the Big Mac bundle box. And we were eating it, and then we're like, shoot, we don't have enough time to finish this before our movie starts. So, we go in, we like stuff it in our pockets, and my friend threw a cheeseburger in his hood. And we were like, yeah, I guess this works. So, we just went in and finished our stuff in the theater. So, it was a good time, but I'm always choosing popcorn over a cheeseburger.
Totally.
So popcorn gets the win. Write this down.
I mean, it's like a no contest because, like, everyone needs
Because
popcorn.
everyone's had popcorn and everyone's like, who eats a cheeseburger in a
That
movie
is.
theater? And I was like, I do. It's me.
That you're that guy.
I have a cheeseburger in a movie theater because McDonald's cheeseburgers are like $2.
This is true.
So Pretzel Bites hot dogs. I've never had a hot dog in a theater, actually.
Neither have I.
The Pretzel Bites, though.
I don't know why we have so many cookout foods on our list.
Because you can have put them on like rollers, you know? Like the hot dog rollers at like a
This is
grocery
true.
store or something.
This is true.
But I did have Pretzel Bites when we went and saw Gran Turismo in IMAX
And they were good.
randomly. They were good.
I know.
I know. Like the cheese, the Pretzel Bites, everything about it. I was like, these are good, except the only bad thing I couldn't see in the little like tin, like it's a plastic container. So it's like making tons of noise. It's like every time I go and grab a pretzel, I'm like, I don't like disturb everyone around me. Because, like, honestly, there were probably like 15 other people in this theater, you know? But
Yeah.
there was a dude right next to me because we got center tickets in IMAX, like in the center of the
And
theater,
we were like smack dab in the middle.
as it should be.
It was pretty
But
good seating.
yeah, but I'm going Pretzel Bites with that. I
Yeah,
feel like that's pretty
same.
fair.
Yeah.
Pretzel Bites. Okay, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Oreos. We briefly talked about this beforehand. You like peanut butter.
Yeah, I mean,
I
peanut butter.
don't.
Where were you born?
Here, I don't like
In
peanut butter.
America?
Yeah, in
And you don't
America.
like peanut butter cups?
No, I don't like peanut butter at
You're not
all.
real. You're not a real person.
He's
I
doing a podcast with an NPC.
think I am. I don't. Are you AI? Like that.
Yep. No, I'd go Oreos over Reese's peanut butter cups. However, that's for just for snack. In a movie theater, I'm against crunchy things in general.
Especially with that thing that they come in, those like
Oh,
plastic.
yes. Oh,
Dude.
my word. Well, that's recent peanut butter cups don't come in the greatest packaging either to keep it quiet and stuff.
Okay, but it's quieter than. It's like Oreos that you can't be quiet about that at all.
No. Yeah.
Even when you open, like, you peel back the lid or whatever,
Yeah.
that flap,
Oh,
it's
my.
like. Whoosh!
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
Like, could you imagine just sitting there watching like Star Wars? Someone's like, Luke, I am your. Whoosh!
No.
Dude, you get punched in the freaking face.
Yeah, if someone did that and I was watching Empire, I'd be like, what the heck are you
Oh,
doing right
yeah.
now? I
Turn your
think.
flash off, you freaking moron!
Yeah. I think we're split on this. I'd go Oreos, you'd go Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Don't mean you just want to do two different brackets.
However, I'll give Peanut Butter Cups the benefit of the doubt here as a movie theater snack. They're
Okay.
quieter. And honestly, I'm against crunchy things because when I'm chewing, I can't hear anything. It's like
Exactly.
I'm chewing something crunchy. Like this is at a theater, I guess, and even at home when I'm watching stuff.
Yeah.
I can't hear anything. I'm like turning the volume up like
Like
eating.
chips and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't do this. So we'll go peanut butter cups against my better judgment, but yeah.
I think all of America is on my side with this one. There's probably like two people that are in your boat, and it's all the people that are allergic to peanut butter, so
There you go. I just don't like peanut butter. I don't know what to tell you.
You don't have an
Charlie,
excuse.
what?
You don't have an excuse because you're not allergic to it. If you were allergic to peanut butter,
Yeah,
if you were
okay.
allergic, I'd be like, okay, fine,
I
that
like
makes
some
sense.
stuff with peanut butter. Like Snickers aren't bad. And
That's like a Reese's with like caramel.
nah, it's better than Reese's.
You are
Okay.
on another
I'm also I'm
planet.
not a huge biggest fan of chocolate in general. So like
Okay.
Hershey's and stuff like that, not a fan.
Jeez.
So Reese's and like something about Snickers though, it's like crunchy and stuff like that. Like I can do that.
What about
But
like a Crunch Bar?
yeah, they're
Okay,
fine.
so you like crunchy food.
Do they have peanut? The Crunch Bars don't have peanut butter in
They're
them, do
like,
they?
no, Crunch Bars are like,
I didn't think so.
you just said, I like the, you like,
Yeah, I guess maybe it's the
you just like the
crunch.
crunch. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I
Because you're like,
guess.
oh, I just like the crunch. So
But
I guess
like,
you just like
except when I'm
crunchy.
watching a movie, then I don't like the crunch.
Interesting.
Because I can't hear.
It's fair. It's
Which I
valid.
feel like is a valid point.
Just turn on the subtitles. It'll be fine.
Absolutely not.
Do you not like
I
movies with sub?
hate subtitles.
Why?
That's when I'm watching a movie, then that's all I read. That's all I look at.
Really?
Yes, I can't.
Dude, I pick up so much more when I put subtitles on.
Yeah, I don't like it 'cause then I'm like, "Oh, I know what's coming also."
Sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm like,
Sometimes it's
I
delayed.
don't like that.
Or ahead, not delayed. Sometimes it's ahead.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'd rather just listen to it, and if I can't hear it, I'll turn it up. Like in Peaky Blinders when Tom Hardy's character's on, you know, I can't understand a single word he says.
Yeah.
And I'm turning the volume up so high and I still can't understand what he says, but I'm like, this is still better than subtitles.
That's crazy.
It'd be like max volume. But that's just me. We're always something chewy over crunchy any day of the week in a movie theater.
Okay, so the next one you're definitely picking trolleys.
Yep, trolleys over
I
nachos.
mean, I would agree with that.
Again, nachos have the same problem as pretzel bites because you
Yeah.
can't, trying to find a chip, you know, they come in the same little plastic container.
You have to keep looking down.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It sucks. And I'm just like, I'd rather.
Trolley.
Yeah, trolleys are better, anyways,
I think
than
it's trolley because of commercial.
trolleys.
It's like trolley.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen a commercial for them.
Dude, they're weird.
Huh.
Look up a trolley, not now, but like
Yeah.
in your free time, look up a trolley commercial, dude.
Trolley
Dude,
commercial.
they are, it's weird. It's a freaking
Interesting.
fever dream.
Huh. All right. I'll have to go look that up. Trolleys. Trolleys. Trolls. Like the things from Lord of the Rings. Trolls.
Troll. I think it's trolley,
Troll. Like a
like the co
train?
yeah, like what they have in
Like in
San
San
Francisco.
Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trolleys. I could have sworn it was troll.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I thought it was troll.
Huh.
Whatever. Anyway.
Someone correct us. Sour Patch Kids or
Maybe it's troll.
Twizzlers?
Now I don't know.
The reason. Okay.
Whatever. Go ahead. Moving
Sour
on.
Patch Kids or Twizzlers? I will say, right off the bat, the reason Sour Patch Watermelon is not on here, because the app I did this bracket on does not allow for that many characters to fit Watermelon.
Well, watermelon would trump Twizzlers.
I feel like Sour Patch Kids kind of does also.
It depends what Twizzler. Because they
Like the
have tw
standard, like strawberry one.
Okay, then yeah, that win. Then Sour Patch Kids wins.
Okay.
But like,
Fairly unanimous right there. Sour Patch over. I guess I could have just done SPW, Sour Patch Watermelon.
You coulda.
I didn't think of that
Yeah,
until
it's
just now
whatever.
when I wrote out Sour Patch Kids
If
as
it,
SPK.
are we going at, off Sour Patch Kids watermelon or just Sour Patch
Just
Kids?
Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Like, you know, like the red, blue, green.
Yes, I know what Sour Patch
Okay,
Kids are,
yeah,
Daniel.
I was just making sure. I was just making sure here, all right? All right. Haribo gummy worms or slushies?
Do they have to be Haribo gummies?
No.
Okay,
I guess not.
then gummies, then the gummy bears.
All right, because I feel like you get a. I wouldn't like getting like a.
A slushie in a movie theater. Movie theaters are already cold.
That's true. Movie theaters are always freezing.
Like no matter what the temperature is, I always like it could be 90 degrees outside, I'm in there in a sweatshirt.
Yeah, no. I will always go to a movie theater in sweats and a sweatshirt without fail.
Yeah, for sure.
Gummy worms, bears. Whatever you want to call them, they're gonna beat out slushies because I don't want to brain freeze in the middle of a movie either.
Oh
I don't want to be like suffering while I'm watching a movie. Like I want to
yeah,
just
that
be
would
like
be awful.
relaxed. I feel like this next one's up for some debate. Skittles and Mike and Ike's, two relatively similar
They're
things.
very similar.
And I feel like Skittles have more diversity in terms of flavor, like scaling wise, like red. By far the best, in my opinion.
I don't know what my the best one is.
And then it's like yellow. And but like
yellow's your second.
No,
the lemon.
Yellow's the last. It's like the
oh,
scale.
Okay.
Yellow's the worst. Say. Red's the best.
It used to be the.
I think like
green apple.
I think yeah, or that one.
Well, green apples. They changed the lime, and it's so much better.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Huh? When'd they do that?
Okay. At some point, I was like, "Oh, they're lime now." I was like, "Oh, this is a lot better."
All right. Well, that's news to me. Anyways, Mike and Ike's, though, I feel like I do like Mike and Ike's texture better.
I would agree.
And in a movie theater, I will say, Mike and Ike's don't come up wrapped in a plastic bag inside the box.
I was going to say that.
You're quieter. You still got that of like dumping them out onto your hand or something.
Yeah, but it's not
like... But it's
like,
not like the crunching of a
no,
plastic bag.
It's not
bag.
Crinkling the entire time.
I didn't think of this until just now.
That was going to be my point until you beat me to it.
Sorry, that's my bad. Ooh, this is tough.
The purple Skittles, though, are by far the best.
I like the red better.
Oh, dude, the purple was so good.
I know. I think like red
the
and
wild
pink.
Wild berry.
Red and pink. What I thought, like, what kind of Skittles are you talking about?
The purple pack. They're called wild berry, aren't they?
There's
are
a
they not?
Purple pack?
Yeah, they're in a purple pack.
You know what I'm realizing? We don't have Starburst on here.
Dang. You can take out Sour Punch straws.
You don't like Sour Punch straws?
No. Milk Duds by far beat that.
Really?
Oh, it's not even close.
Okay, I'm a huge fan of Milk Duds also. But anyways, Skittles, Mike and Ike's. I think we're going leaning Mike and Ike's just based off sound.
Yeah, we'll do Mike and Ike.
Very similar. No, again, no hate to Skittles. Mild upset here in the round of 16, the Sweet 16. But I think just based off of sound and like ease of getting it, not disturbing people, we're going Mike and Ike's. You said Starburst, right? Instead of Sour Punch?
Yeah. SB.
Starburst, Milk Duds. Milk Duds come in clutch the same way Mike and Ike still, as terms of they don't come wrapped in a bag. Starburst have a huge problem, in my opinion.
Yep. Starburst, you
have to
unwrap
them
every
twice,
single one.
Unless you get the right ones, or like the minis or something like that.
Oh, we're in that big bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you just unwrap them before, but why would you do that? Also a huge problem with any kind of like chewy candy for me, or like fruit flavored chewy candy, is you never know what flavor you're going to get. Like in the light, I can like pick out the worst ones to eat first and like eat the better ones later. In a movie theater, I'm like looking down, I'm like, ah, shoot, which ones do I need to pick or which ones can't I?
Honestly, I don't have that problem. I'm like, ah, that one wasn't a good one. Okay, so hopefully the next one. It's like a game.
Yeah, but they always put more worse flavors than better flavors.
You know, you're right.
Except for Starburst.
Starburst, the red and the pink are the best.
Yes, finally, somebody else agrees with me. For some reason, a lot of people have been like hating on red. For some reason, I feel
like I
like
the pink the best.
I switch back and forth. So I switch back and forth between pink and red being the best, and then orange and yellow being the worst. Like I don't ever have
a consistent.
It's not set for me, but like the places, like red and pink are never dropping below two. And orange and yellow are never going above three.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, like, I think...
Well, I would say orange is my third and then yellow is fourth all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue with that at all.
Yeah.
Because, I just switch back and forth. I'm like, when I open up a pack of Starburst, I'm like, I'm just going every other for everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But Milk Duds don't have that problem of trying to figure out...
Milk Duds are the same the whole way through and through.
Yep. And they're really chewy though, get stuck in your teeth a lot.
I thought you were gonna say that.
Really annoying.
However, I really like them.
So do I. I get them like for Christmas in my stocking,
like
every single year. I know. I think it seems like we're leaning towards Milk Duds.
I think we are too.
Alright, Milk Duds over Starburst. Milk Duds over Starburst. That's the end of our first round. We're gonna go through these winners one more time real quick here. Popcorn beat out cheeseburgers. Pretzel bites beat out hot dogs. Reese's peanut butter cups beat out Oreos just because you can't hear them. In my opinion, at least, they're easier to eat and they don't make as much noise. Trolleys or trolleys, whichever one you want to do, the thing from Lord of the Rings or the things in San Francisco, beat out nachos. Sour Patch Kids beat out Twizzlers. That was a fairly close one in my opinion, you know, between the just Sour Patch Kids in general and the... what flavor is it? Strawberry.
Yeah.
Twizzlers. Gummy bears beat out slushies because no one wants a brain freeze in the middle of a movie because they're already cold. Mike and Ike's beat out Skittles, not because of taste necessarily, because we decided they have relatively similar tastes and taste discrepancies, but mostly because there's no noise to them.
Skittles are just Mike and Ike's if you, like, flatten them.
Yep, and they make them longer. Less crunchy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Skittles have the shell. And then Milk Duds beat out Starburst, which we exchanged Starburst for
Sour Punch straws.
Sour Punch straws, which in my opinion are pretty good.
They're alright. I
guess
mean, I want
they're
to
not
say
they're not for everyone.
No, they're not phenomenal.
Yeah. Popcorn and pretzels. Popcorn was our number one seed going in here. I don't think this is much debate.
No, definitely popcorn.
Popcorn, yep. Yeah, popcorn is the movie snack. I mean, you go to a movie and you're always like, do I want popcorn? Do I not? That's always my internal debate, at least.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, truthfully, I don't get popcorn that much because it's like super expensive. Last time I did, though,
depends on the bucket.
It does depend on the bucket, because last time I got popcorn out of the theater, it was for Dune 2, the third time I saw it, and they still had the Dune bucket for popcorn. Oh, shoot.
I wish I got the Dune bucket.
And, but not the AMC one, the Regal one.
Yeah.
Not the Dune-ussy. yeah, not that one. But it is still a cool popcorn bucket, so I went and got that. Peanut butter cups, trolleys, or trolleys?
I'm firm peanut butter cup.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You just don't... I mean, I'm firm trolleys on here.
You can't even say the name right. We don't even know
the
name.
We don't even know. You know, we're going to look it up. We're going to look it up right now.
How do you say those little gummy...
How to pronounce...
There's no discrepancy with peanut butter cup. Everyone knows what a peanut butter cup is.
Yeah, I guess you're not wrong. Oh, here we go. Turn my volume up here. I hope this doesn't just decimate everyone's eardrums listening to this. What the heck?
Please be trolley.
Trolley.
Oh, it is trolley!
Dang it.
Yes, trolley! I hope that sounded okay. All right. I guess I'll go peanut butter cup since I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Can't beat it by popcorn anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, that's true. Sour Patch Kids, gummy bears. I'm going Sour Patch Kids. I think, again, with the more diversity.
I just keep thinking Sour Patch Kid watermelon. Those are so gas. So.
All right. Yeah. Sour Patch Kids, still, yeah. In general, though, we gotta speed this up here. Yes, we're getting a mildly long episode. Sour Patch Kids. Mike and Ike's or Milk Duds?
Milk Dud.
I'm cool with that. I know, Milk Duds easily as well. Alright, round two of the Elite Eight is done. Popcorn beat pretzels, peanut butter cups against my better judgment beat trolleys. I still think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sour Patch Kids beat out gummy bears, Milk Duds beat Mike and Ike's. Popcorn, peanut butter cups?
Popcorn.
Yeah, popcorn's probably going to win this.
Milk Dud.
Ooh. I don't know.
Dude, Milk Duds are gas.
They're good, but they don't have like the diversity of flavors.
I don't even
care.
No,
it's like the same thing. They're
overly
chewy. I
could eat a whole box. You give me one of those right now, I'll tear it up live.
Yeah, I mean, so could I. Easily.
They're so good.
They are a top-tier candy. No doubt about it. However, fine, I'll do Milk Duds.
Yes!
I don't agree with it again, but we'll do it. Popcorn beat Peanut Butter Cup. Milk Duds, for some reason, beat Sour Patch Kids. Popcorn, Milk Duds.
Milk Duds.
No. Come on. No.
Dude, Milk Duds
are
so freaking
good.
There's
no way. We could combine them, right? Like what they did in Whiplash.
That's what I was about to say.
These freaks in Whiplash, if you haven't seen it. Put Milk Duds inside, or something like Milk Duds at least, inside their popcorn when they go see a movie.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Okay, I'm not going to say what I was going to say then.
I want to try it. I mean, I don't know how good it's going to be, but I want to try it.
It's not going to be good at all. There's going to be like buttery Milk Duds.
Don't sound like the worst thing.
But popcorn's like your go-to.
That's true. Popcorn,
every time.
Everyone gets popcorn.
Everyone wants popcorn at a movie. Like, even when I'm watching a movie at home, I'm like, I could go for some popcorn, but I'm like, I'm not trying to
That's
walk
true.
upstairs to pop a pop,
I don't
pop
want to
some
pop the
popcorn.
popcorn. I don't want to get the butter
And I
out.
don't
I don't
want to
want to get the
pause my movie
salt. I
because
don't
you
want
know
to
they don't have
pause.
the
Yeah.
trailers beforehand.
Exactly.
So we're going
So popcorn.
popcorn just
Just.
because it's a classic. I
It's
think
an
this is the
OG.
first time in any kind of bracket. The one who is supposed to win won. Popcorn was the first thing I wrote down, so therefore it was the number one seed.
I mean, it should be.
You said it should be.
Yeah. It should. Popcorn should be the number one seed.
Yeah, popcorn's a classic. Popcorn beat out Milk Duds. We'll
And Milk
take
Duds being at the bottom, that would be the number two seed. So,
no sour. No,
I guess it
Sour
would be. I
Patch
guess Sour
was.
Patch would be
Sour
this.
Patch
Yeah,
was.
that would be the second one.
We're gonna just take a quick look back at Milk or Popcorn's run here. Popcorn beat out cheeseburgers. Only reason cheeseburgers was even on here was because I had a funny story about sneaking cheeseburgers and French
Is that
fries.
really the only reason you put it on there? Oh
Yeah,
my
I couldn't
gosh.
think of a 16th thing to put on there, so I put that on. Popcorn beat out cheeseburgers. Popcorn then beat out pretzel bites. Pretzel bites, respectfully, are gas, right? Popcorn because it's a classic and everyone wants popcorn when they go to a movie theater, and I feel like it's the best priced thing they probably have at a movie theater. It's
Probably
like
because they have
$10 for like a gallon worth of
loads of it.
popcorn. Popcorn then beat out peanut butter cups and then popcorn. I don't know why you said Milk Duds. We'll try that sometime. Milk
I
Duds
do
and
want to try
popcorn.
that.
I feel like it's not going to be good. Popcorn beat out
I
Milk
don't know.
Duds. That's the end of our tournament. Popcorn is the
A lot of
ultimate
flavor.
winner.
A lot of different textures.
It'd be the same texture though. It's not like messing up with the textures.
What are you talking about?
For Milk Duds and
You take a
popcorn?
handful of that and you get popcorn and Milk Duds?
You put a handful of popcorn in your mouth at the same time?
You only eat one at a time?
Yes. I'm sitting in a movie theater, not trying to get my hands all like buttery and greasy. Where am I going to wipe that?
That's why they invented napkins, Daniel.
They don't give me napkins when I get my popcorn.
So you know that little place beside the
No, so
stand
you just
that
hand me
has.
my popcorn and I go to the theater.
How long have you been going to movie theaters for?
A while.
You don't know the layout of a movie
I know
theater?
the layout of a movie theater, I just don't go get napkins.
Why not?
I don't think of
You're eating straight up liquid butter.
Yeah.
Your hands are going to get messy.
Yeah, I only use like three fingers to eat popcorn. I
And I
like
use my
reach
whole.
into the bucket and go like this and pick out one, eat it, do it again.
I eat like handfuls. And I'm like,
I guess I feel like you're sharing with a
oh,
few people, like you grab a handful, like that makes sense.
no, I'll down it myself.
Okay. Interesting. Anyways,
And I'll
that would be interesting because you get like crunchy and chewy, and then like the popcorn gets stuck in your teeth.
and then you have
I
the
feel
Milk Duds
like.
to pull them out.
No, the Milk Duds get the popcorn stuck in your teeth.
Well, the kernels already are getting stuck in your teeth, so there's no
That doesn't
different.
happen as much to me as Milk Duds,
Interesting.
but I guess, yeah, that is. Anyway, yeah, popcorn won our movie snack tournament. So shout out to my cousin. You don't have to throw hands against anyone
I don't know,
because.
he might be a little pissed off at me
For saying Milk Duds
for
over
saying Milk
popcorn.
Duds.
Yeah, it makes sense. Who chooses Milk Duds over popcorn?
Me,
You,
brother.
apparently. Popcorn's the ultimate winner. That is all the time we have for today. Thank you all for listening. I don't know what we're talking about for Thursday morning,
We'll
honestly.
figure it out.
We will figure it out. But Monday, I think we will have a Lord of the Rings type episode since I'm at least. I don't know. Are you coming over to watch The Hobbit?
When are you doing that?
Friday? Like when I get home, you're probably gonna be late. I get home from work at 4.
I don't get off till 4:30.
All right, well, I'm just watching The Hobbit when I get home,
All right.
and then Lord of the Rings the day after. Six movies this weekend. Some of them are the greatest things ever invented. Some of them are The Hobbit. Yeah, Lord of the Rings episode on Monday. We don't know what we're talking about Wednesday night to release to you guys on Thursday, but be here for it. I think that's all we have, right?
Yeah, I don't got nothing.
All right, well, thanks for listening. We hope to have you guys back soon.